So we're still behind. We're by Parshas Korach. So I'd like to share with you what I said, Parshas Korach. So Parshas Korach is a very difficult parsha. We have Korach and 250 Rosh Sanhedrin, who are, according to the Torah says kulam anoshim. These were people that were anoshim, and Rashi says at that time they were kosher. Rashi says wherever it says anoshim in the Torah, it's a lashon of chashivas. It's an expression of an importance. So the Torah HaKadosh is testifying that these people were important people. These were anoshim, and these such tremendous people made such a tremendous mistake. Ganging up against Moshe and Aharon. So we need to understand what do they want? What was their agenda? Rashi asks after Moshe Rabbeinu tells the 250 men in Korach that they have an option, that the next morning they should offer the Ketores. And whoever will be accepted is the person who Hashem has chosen, and all the others will die. So Rashi asks, "V'loy tipshim hoyu shekach hisra behem v'kiblu aleihem l'karev." Are we talking about fools that he warned them and they nevertheless accepted upon themselves to offer the Ketores? How do we understand this? Rashi states, "V'lo tipshim hayu." They weren't fools. That even though Moshe warned them, they still accepted. So what does Rashi answer? "Elahim chatu al nafshaisam." They sinned upon their souls. How does that answer the question? They sinned upon their souls. That answers the question why they went and offered the Ketores despite the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu warned them. And then the Rabbeinu Shalom says that to tell the poser says speak to Elazar, and Elazar should take the pans that the 250 Rosh Sanhedrin offered the Ketores upon these pans, that these pans should be taken. And they should be melted down and made into sheets of copper to be a cover for the Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach, for all the years that it was used, and according to the Cheshbon, it was the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu was used for 400 years until after Mishkan Shiloh. So all the karbonas that Yidden offered for all these years were offered on the pans that were offered by these 250 men who defied and denied Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen's appointment. Why don't we say in such a case Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor? Why don't we say that the rule that a prosecutor can't become the defender? That's why a Kohen Gadol can't enter the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur with golden garments, because the golden garments is a reminder of the Egel Azov, the golden calf. So therefore, the golden garments can't be a defender for Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur, because the Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor, the prosecutor can't become the defender. How can there be a greater prosecutor than the pans that were used by the 250 men that denied Moshe Rabbeinu's speaking to the Rabbein Shalom, that denied Torah's Moshe. How can these be used for the Mizbeach? This is a Gemara, but Metziyat of Nuntes Amud Beis. The Gemara describes over there, there was a machlokes, there was a dispute among the between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer regarding the status of a specific oven, whether it's acceptable to Tumah, whether it's not. So the Gemara goes through it's a fascinating Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer was convinced that his opinion is the true opinion, and even though he was the yachid against the rabbim, he was one against many chachamim. So Rabbi Eliezer said that first he said that the water canal should go the other way if he's correct, and indeed all the water canals started going the other way. And then he said that the walls of the Beis Medrash should cave in if he is correct. And the walls of the Beis Medrash started caving in. And then finally, he said, if I'm correct, let heaven testify that I'm correct. And a bas kol, a heavenly voice, emanated and said, Halachem, Malachem, why are you disagreeing with Rebbe Eliezer? Halacha kamoisa b'chol makam. The halacha is always like Rebbe Eliezer. And Rabbi Yeshua got up on his feet and he said, Torah la bashamayim. Torah isn't in heaven. Meaning the Rabbi Yishlam said, Yochid v'rab malocha k'rabim, that the Rabbi Yishlam gave us the Torah, and he said, whenever there's a dispute between a Yochid and a Rabbim, between one and against many, the halacha is like the majority. So, Torah is no longer in heaven. Heaven can no longer testify as to what is correct and what is incorrect. We follow the Torah. Since that is the case, so why in Parshas Korach, what did Moshe Rabbeinu prove by saying that if I'm correct, then the earth should open up and swallow Korach and Dothan and Aviram? It seems like this was Yochid v'Rabim. This was Moshe Naharan against 250 Rosh Sanhedrin. So the fact that heaven is going to testify and open up the earth and swallow these people, how is that in any way? How did Moshe Rabbeinu prove his point? Torah la v'shamayim, the Torah is no longer in heaven. So I believe we can understand all this based on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to heaven to receive the Torah, the angels complained to Hashem, and they said to Hashem, "Tanohitcha l'Hashemayim, give your glory upon the heaven, give your Torah in heaven, give it to us." So the Rabbi Shalom says to Moshe, "Answer them. Achoyz b'kise akoved v'harzer lem tshuva." Grab onto the Kisei HaKovid and answer them. And Moshe Rabbeinu answers the Malachim. He says to Hashem in front of the Malachim, what is written in your Torah? It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem your God that took you out of Mitzrayim. So Moshe turns to the angels and says, Klol Mitzrayim Yiradatem? Did you ever descend to Mitzrayim? Lepara Yishtabadatem? Have you ever been subservient to Paroi? Torah lo malachem. Why do you need the Torah? It doesn't apply to you. And Moshe Rabbeinu continued with showing the angels how one mitzvah after the other doesn't apply to them. And the question is, what were the angels thinking? You know, the angels knew what was written in the Torah, and that's why they wanted it. They said, "Tanoh hitchal hashemayim." So if the Torah doesn't apply to angels, which it really doesn't, as Moshe Rabbeinu proved, so what were they thinking in the first place? But I believe that the angels agreed that the Torah needs to be given to people. Of course, the angels knew that the Torah isn't relevant to angels. But the angels wanted the Torah to be given to heavenly people, to people that were perfect, people like Nadav and Avihu, who Moshe himself said to Aharon that Nadav and Avihu were much greater than he and Aharon were. Nadav and Avihu were kedoshim; they were holy people on a tremendous level, to the point that they knowingly forfeited their lives in order to become closer to Hashem. Bikarvasam lifnei Hashem vayamusu. They died because they came too close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they did so knowingly. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Many Sforim say they knew that they were going to expire, and that's what they wanted to do. They were on a level of angels that all they wanted was to expire and to be included in their source, in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's all they wanted. But when the angels looked at Moshe Rabbeinu, they saw in their eyes a fallible individual, someone who hit the rock when he was supposed to speak to it, someone who said Mehin lo yaminu li. He spoke lashon hara against Klal Yisrael. Don't give the Torah to earthly people. Give the Torah to heavenly people, to people who are angelic. Tnu ha'itcha la'shamayim, give it to Shemayim to give people. Someone like, people like Nadav and Avihu. To which Moshe Rabbeinu responded, "What does it say in your Torah, Ribbono Shel Olam? It says in the Torah, 'Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeicha me'eretz Mitzrayim.' You mean, Ribbono Shel Olam, that the Torah, Matan Torah, begins with the statement, 'I'm giving the Torah to the people who came out of Mitzrayim, who came out of Memtesh Sharitume.' I'm giving the Torah, in your Torah it says, Ribbono Shel Olam, that you're giving the Torah to people who descended to the lowest of the levels, to the depths of the Tuma. Those are the people, it says in your Torah that those are the people you're giving the Torah to. Is that not correct?" And that's when the angels realized that they were mistaken. The Torah is not for perfect people. The Torah is specifically for fallible people, for people who make mistakes, for people who descend to Tumah. That's who the Torah is for. And that's what the words Torah la b'shamayim mean. The Torah is not in heaven. The Torah was not intended for only for holy people, only for heavenly people. The Torah is intended for artsy-as-digit people, for earthly people, for people who make mistakes, for people who do avedas, for people who descend to the depths of the tumma. That's who the Torah is made for. And I believe that this was the mistake of Korach and his assembly. Because Korach, that Arizal says that Korach was such a holy person that when Mashiach comes, he will indeed be the Kohen Gadol. The Chozel of Lublin used to talk about Korach. Parshas Korach used to come, and he would say Torah. He would say the Heilig Zeh the Korach, the Holy Zeh the Korach. Korach was a holy man. And these 250 Rosh Sanhedrin, and the Medrash says, we're talking about the greatest of the greatest. The Medrash lists Nachshon ben Aminadav among the 250 Rosh Sanhedrin that ganged up against Moshe and Aharon. We're talking about the elite of Klal Yisrael. These are people that are holy of holies. And I believe that their Taina against Moshe was exactly the same Taina that the Malachim had. And they said to Moshe Naharan, Kola Eda, meaning our assembly here, kulam kedoshim. We are all absolute and total kedoshim. Uvesoicham Hashem. We are people who the Rebbein Shalom dwells among us. There is no where there. We have no flaw whatsoever. But lama tisnasu al kal Hashem. How can you, Moshe, who have done you have done averus? You said mehilo yaminuli. You hit the rock. Aharon, who was involved in the eagle, how dare you, raise yourselves above us? We are kulam kedoshim. We are thoroughly kedoshim. And all these people wanted, all they wanted, they weren't looking for, they weren't Balei Gaiva. All they wanted was to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like Nadav and Avihu, that's all they wanted. They wanted the 250 men, all they were looking for was be able to do the avoid of the Kohen Gadol. They wanted to expire for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what they wanted. So when Moshe Rabbeinu warned them that if you offer the Ketores, you might expire, that's exactly what they wanted. They were the holiest of the holy. They couldn't want anything more than expiring to the Ribbono Shel Olam while offering the Ketores. Just like Nadav and Avihu. And therefore, the machtos, their pans, are kodesh kedoshim. They're holy of holies. They were offered to the Ribbono Shel Olam for the sake of connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's all they wanted. They didn't care whether Moshe and Aharon were the leaders and they're not the leaders. All they wanted was to be able to do the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why Rashi asks, were they foolish? That after Moshe Rabbeinu warned them that they're going to die, they did it anyway? So Rashi answers, no, they weren't chatoim begufam. They weren't physical sinners. They were chatoim benafshoisam. They were sinners on a very delicate soul level. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam obviously doesn't want us to do an avodah that we're going to expire to him. That's not the avodah that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. But that's the kind of sin we're talking about. That's the type of people we're talking about. People that wanted to expire to the Ribbono Shel Olam while doing the avodah. They were chatoim benafshoisam. They were sinners on a neshama level. So now we understand, they indeed held that Torah is Bashamayim. They held that Torah is in heaven. That was their opinion. If not, they wouldn't have had a time against Moshe and Aharon. If the Torah is on earth, and Torah was given to earthly people, then Moshe and Aharon are in the right. So Moshe Rabbeinu specifically gave a sign based on heaven. If Torah is in heaven, then let heaven show that who is right and who is wrong. They couldn't tie the Torah lav b'shamayim because that indeed was the machlokes between Moshe and Aharon. And Korach v'Adosag, Moshe and Aharon said, "Torah lav b'shamayim. Torah is not in heaven. Torah was not given to specifically to heavenly people. It was given to earthly people." And they were saying, "Torah is b'shamayim." So what we learn from Parshas Korach is a tremendous message. We tend to get bent out of shape when we chas v'shalom have a nefilah, when we fall, when we stumble, when we do averas, when we feel distant from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And it's good to get bent out of shape about it. However, we can't be miyayish. We have to realize that the Torah was specifically given for us. It's not, we can't be miyayish and say, I'm too distant from the Torah, I'm too lowly, I'm too tamei. No, the Torah was specifically given to the Yidden that were mem tashare tumen. Torah lav bashamayimi. The Torah was not given only for heavenly people. Well, the Eibush help them that by taking the message from Parshas Korach and incorporating the Torah Kedoshe into our lives, whichever level we are on, may we be zoiche to the time that indeed Korach will be the Kohen Gadol, v'vias Mashiach tzedkeinu b'mehera b'yameinu amen.